Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. Today on the HR Power Hour, we have two great guests. First will be Jonathan Kent, VP of Enrollment Management at Thomas College, and he will discuss the new partnership between Jobs for Maine graduates and Thomas College and how employers can get involved. Then Jim Edholm, president of BBI Benefits, discusses his new book, An End Run Around Obamacare, Minimizing Cost of ACA Compliance via Partial Self-Funding. First, Thomas College is going to be starting a groundbreaking program with the Jobs of Maine's graduates. It's going to be a new partnership to help Maine students attain college degrees and land quality jobs after graduations. Jonathan, thanks for being on the show today. You know, I really would like to hear more about this program, so tell me a little bit more about it.
Sure. Thomas College and Jobs for Maine graduates, also known as JMG, are partnering to create one-of-a-kind program for students that have been in the JMG program, and they can continue receiving the same sort of benefits they received in middle school and high school at Thomas College. So they'll be working with a JMG specialist, everything from making sure they're doing well in the classroom to making sure they have the support that they need in their personal lives, as well as continuing to work in their interested profession.
So tell me a little bit about how this is different from other programs that maybe other universities or colleges have looked at to do something similar. How is this a first college-level Jobs for Maine's graduate program? Tell me a little bit more about the specifics of how it works.
Sure. Well, the great thing with JMG is that they've been around since 1993, and they currently are serving about 5,000 students in the state of Maine, everyone from 6th grade through 12th grade. And typically with an established program, they make relationships with mentors. And so what we're doing here at Thomas is continuing that model where, as other schools, they might have their own model of help and support and a career services aspect. This is a known program that the students will feel connected to, and we're hoping what will happen is that a lot of the JMG graduates will come to Thomas so they can take part in what I mentioned before, the mentoring that happens and the great guidance and continued support once they graduate from Thomas.
Now, this is in partnership with the Unity Foundation, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And tell me a little about what the Unity Foundation is and its relationship with Thomas College.
Well, the Unity Foundation has been around since 2001 to help nonprofit organizations make better lives for students, whether they're, again, in youth all the way up through college. And our president, Lori LeChance, and the board chair of the Unity Foundation have known each other for quite a while. And when this proposal came about from Craig Larrabee, the president of JMG, and Larry Steers at the Unity Foundation, Lori jumped at the chance to make this work here at Thomas. And Larry Steers has been a fantastic supporter here at Thomas, and we wanted to give it a try. And here we are starting this August with this program.
And you mean Lori LeChance, who's the president of the organization of Thomas College, correct?
Correct, yep.
Great. So, you know, in the press release that was put out recently, it talked about that this would be something that many jobs are requiring skills beyond a high school degree. Maine is facing a workforce crisis because of the skills gap, and that this partnership with Thomas will help us achieve our ultimate goal of helping students continue their education beyond high school. We believe in leadership and vision of Thomas College, and together we can meet students where they are, identify their reality, and what they really need help in order to achieve a college degree. Define the where they are part. Is this program going to be off campus, online? How is the program going to be implemented?
Sure. The students will be either commuter students or they'll live right here on our campus. The JMG specialist will have an office right on campus, so they won't have to be going to meet a student anywhere. It'll all the mentoring and everything will happen right here on campus.
So what are some of the degrees that they can earn in this program?
Sure. They're open to any degrees here at Thomas, and Thomas has been known as a business school for many years, so they could get everything from an accounting degree to a business management degree, sport management, and then with our new programs such as criminal justice or psychology. The biggest thing is that we're making sure the students are receiving the education so we have a well-prepared workforce. One of the statistics that many colleges look at to promote to prospective students is that, you know, if you earn a bachelor's degree, you typically earn $1 million or more over the lifetime than a non-college graduate. And so we're hoping that with these students, they're going to, you know, stay here locally, whether it's Central Maine or in Maine, to help add to the education of the workforce.
So in that vein, talking about the workforce, how can HR professionals, business leaders, and others look to help your organization in either identifying people that may be in their organizations or their workforce, or that maybe, you know, have dealt with this program to improve their lives? How can that assist them, or how can you assist them in helping the organizations get their information to you?
Sure. Certainly contacting Jobs for Maine's graduates or Thomas College to say that they're open to have, whether it's a JMG student or a Thomas student, do an internship. If they need someone to help learn to do books or write a business plan, our JMG students and Thomas students are there to help. One of the big things in Jobs for Maine graduates is that they're making sure that the students will have a career, whether they are graduating from high school or graduating for college. And so the more businesses that come forward, the more opportunities those graduates have. And the success of JMG at the high school level, well over 92% of the students that enter JMG go on to graduate from high school. And that's a huge number because these students are been identified for needing a little push to help them get through school. And you know, I think what JMG does well is that they build a relationship with businesses and the students, and they partner up very well that way.
The Thomas College has had a program of guaranteeing that someone who starts in their organization and graduates will be getting a job. Will this program still have that guarantee? Will somebody who comes through the organization and JMG program still be looking to be part of that guarantee in their process?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think the guaranteed job program works very well for these students. What the guaranteed job program does is it teaches students how to interview, how to get internships, how to be a leader, whether on campus or off campus, and be doing well in the classroom as well. And these students have already pretty much been prepared for the guaranteed job program, and you know, that's our hope, is that these students will take advantage of all of the great opportunities Thomas has to offer.
My understanding is that if the student maintains a 3.5 overall grade point average, the college also guarantees their tuition will remain the same throughout the college career. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Wow, that's quite a something to be able to be, you know, proud about. That's some guaranteed income in terms of getting a job afterwards, as well as a guaranteed flat rate. How can Thomas College do that?
Thomas is able to do that because we feel that it's the right thing to do. Students are working hard in the classroom, so therefore Thomas wants to reward them for their hard work. And it's just a belief that comes down from our board of trustees to the president, to the administration, to the faculty members. And it's a little something to help push the students to do well in the classroom.
How many high schools, programs, are you educating the high schools? Are you educating the programs out there, the guidance departments, the principals about this program? And how is the word getting out throughout the state?
Sure. Well, JMG is very well connected already, and there's been a buzz even before the official announcement came out that students who are part of this know that that's going to take place at Thomas. And so they've reached out to us already and saying, what do we need to do in order to come to Thomas? So word of mouth has been our best piece of advertisement at this point in time. But typically what happens in a recruitment cycle is that the admissions counselors go on the road in the fall, and what they'll do is they'll have individual meetings with guidance counselors, and they will sit down and chat with them about the great opportunity with JMG and Thomas partnering. Also, the counselor that has been hired for this new position between JMG and Thomas will be making various different presentations across the state, as well as making individual high school visits as well, and sending out emails to the 76 programs that are currently here in Maine for JMG.
No, that's great. I mean, I think this program is certainly one that shows that a partnership through a nonprofit and a university to help organizations and companies find great talent is something that is always a benefit to the state and to the individuals. And look, to the people that are involved, this is a win-win. How many students are coming in for the first class?
Currently, there are approximately 20 students part of the JMG program in Thomas College.
Do you see that if this is successful, is it looking to expand it, or is that going to be kind of the maximum that the course will, or that the college will take?
No, I mean, if the program is as successful as we hope it is, that the program will grow significantly over the next 2 to 3 years. So if we get 40 students next year, that's great, and keeps going even better.
No, that's fantastic. What other things would be important for the public to know about this organization, for organizations and companies to know about what you're doing and how this program moves forward? I think it's important that you came on today and gave us this information. What other things would you like to make sure that they're aware of?
That this program, JMG, Jobs for Maine's Graduates, there's a national organization for Jobs for America's Graduates, and I believe there are just over 30 states that participate, and the Maine program, since I believe 1993 or 94, even when it was first started, has been the number one Jobs for America's Graduates program. So the Craig Larrabee and his team at JMG know what they're doing, and these students are very successful, and you know, I think that once this model is in place, it's going to move to other states across the country. Craig just mentioned the other day, actually, that he went to their national conference, and many of the states were very intrigued. So he's actually going back to another meeting in the next few months to present once again on this partnership. So we are certainly kind of groundbreaking, if you will, with this partnership. And you know, I look forward to seeing the success. And I think the most important thing is that we're preparing these students to get great jobs and, you know, have a lasting impression in their communities. Many of them are first generation. So, you know, I think overall it's going to be a great program.
Well, it's another example of Thomas College leading the way and setting a course and setting the example. And I think this is a very interesting program. I want to thank you, Jonathan, for being on the show today. Again, Jonathan Kent, VP of Enrollment Management at Thomas College, for introducing us to this program. And certainly I know organizations and individuals will be listening to see how it comes along, and we'll certainly keep in touch with you over the next year or so to see how the program's coming.
Great. Well, thank you for having me on today. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back.